This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Thursday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Sorry to turn up so early, Lillian, but my head is full of problems. I'm in desperate need of black coffee and a dose of positivity.
Well, darling, we knew it would be a challenge. A panto in a week.
This is more than a challenge. There's something foul afoot.
You mean costumes going missing?
Exactly.
Well, that's got Vince's fingerprints all over it, that has.
And then there's Jill wanting her dressing gown back, which Tony can hardly do without. And a schedule so complicated that Prince Charming and Cinderella now won't actually meet until Friday night.
You mean tomorrow night?
Don't remind me.
And Derek Fletcher's just pulled out.
Yes, citing moral objections. He's the third.
What moral objections? Do you know?
Well, he didn't say. I didn't have time to ask. I've had Beric snapping at my heels all waking hours.
Well, it's only because he wants everything to be perfect.
Oh, and does that mean hacking the script to bits? Sticking in new line after new line when the original was perfectly fine? All this constant badgering, expecting people to jump whenever he speaks. What are you smiling at?
Sounds like a Linda Snell production.
But this is supposed to be a Linda Snell production, and I was never that bad. Anyway, what am I going to do, Lillian? What am I going to do?
Get through it, darling. Things aren't as grim as they seem, and there are positives. Alice is coming on like a house on fire as cinders.
And the disappearing costumes?
Yes, well, I've been thinking about that. We could ask people to improvise their own with Paul as a consultant.
Oh, we could, I suppose.
And I'll have a word with Jill. If she knows her dressing gown has a starring role, I'm sure she'll agree to Tony wearing it.
What about people dropping out?
Yeah, well, Vince is probably behind that too.
Well, how can we stop him?
We need to find out more about that. Leave it with me. I will ask around, see what I can discover. As for Beric, well, I would say go with the flow. Let him run his bits while you run the rest. Co-direct.
Co-direct? Are you mad?
Yeah, well, it's a good space, but it is a barn. And in my book, a barn is a barn.
We did our Canterbury Tales in here. It does work, Beric.
Well, if you say so. Mind you, the set will have to work extra hard.
It will.
This has got to become a ballroom and a castle kitchen and switch between them in an instant.
Leonard's working on it as we speak.
And is he competent, is he, this Leonard?
Oh, he's utterly reliable.
Oh, he may be utterly reliable, sweetheart, but is he competent? We don't want a set that looks like a doctor's waiting room. Should I check?
There's no need.
I should. I'll check.
No, I'll do it. I have every confidence, but I'll do it anyway.
Now, you pop along and see him now.
Mick? Mick, hang on a minute.
I can't stop long.
No, it's a quick question.
I'm on my way to rehearsal.
Yeah, well, it's that I'm asking about.
I have to be buttons and cinders this time, can you believe it?
It's about Beric, in fact.
Oh, yeah?
Is he being paid?
What?
Well, I've just been speaking to Jean Harvey, and she says she's dropped out because she's been told he was being paid, and she didn't think it was fair.
Who told her that?
Vince Casey. I thought you were the one who recruited him, so maybe you know more about it than I do.
No, we had a chat in the bull, and money wasn't mentioned. Except, only as a joke.
A joke?
Yeah, you know, like a scene in a film. I kind of said, what would it take? And I wrote a number on an envelope or something.
Well, what number?
10,000.
10,000?
Yeah, and he laughed, because he knew it was a joke. Oh, you don't think, do you, that someone's got hold of the wrong end of the stick here?
Yes, I think that's highly likely. Oh. And someone else has taken that stick and used it to beat us with.
You mean Vince Casey?
Very likely.
But why? I mean, why would he do that? Just to muck things up for other people?
Not just that, no.
What then?
Look, I'm telling you this in confidence, Nick. No one else knows about it, but Vince bet Linda that she couldn't put a pantomime on in a week by Friday.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, I know it's tomorrow. And she took the bet.
How much?
500.
500?
Shh! But we thought it wouldn't come to that. We thought we could do it. And I think we can still do it, as long as Vince doesn't manage to scupper the whole thing.
I hate to think I'm to blame for all this.
Oh, it's not just you, though.
Well, someone ought to have a word. Set him straight.
Come through, Linda. Come through.
Your stage crew are on a tea break, are they?
What? Oh, yes.
And they know the drill, do they?
The drill?
For scene changes, because it should go like clockwork. Each member a cog in the machine.
Oh, yeah, that'll be fine. I'm sure they will. This is what I wanted to show you. This!
Oh. The golden coach.
Golden and bejeweled. What do you think?
Oh, it's splendid, Leonard.
Note the jewels round the window.
Oh, yes.
A bag and a half of wine gums went into that. And the wheels are now working. Mm. See? Oh. And the little latch on the door.
Yes, yes, it's lovely. You must have put hours into this.
Well, I have, though I shouldn't say it.
And the rest? Leonard?
Yes?
Where's the rest of the set?
The rest?
The palace, the castle.
Oh, right.
They must be in place in the barn tomorrow morning.
We're doing it in the barn, are we?
You know we are.
I've been focused on the coach, that's all.
How much have you done?
Well...
Where are the flats, the castle kitchen, the ballroom? What have your team been practising with?
We haven't actually got round to practising anything yet. Oh. As I say, the coach
don't
has taken...
Don't tell me about the coach. I do not want to hear another word about the blessed coach. We have not got a set, and that's your fault.
Well, I wouldn't say it's entirely...
It is! This is why your scene shifters sit around playing cards and drinking tea. They've got nothing to shift. Absolutely nothing.
I only want 5 minutes.
I'm not listening.
I can't be long anyway. I'm on a lunch break. I have to be back by 4:15.
Well, you've just wasted your time because I'm not listening.
I'm not looking for a fight.
You've got a funny way of showing it.
I only want to set the record straight. You've been misinformed.
This is my office, my place of work. You either leave now of your own free will or I have you removed.
Derek Kaler is not being paid.
What? He is. I know he is. I have an eyewitness account.
He told me so himself.
Yeah, well, he would say that, wouldn't he?
He's doing this out of the kindness of his heart, Mr. Casey. And the rumours going around are doing the man an injustice.
Well, even if that's true...
It is.
He's still an outsider. A ringer brought in to make the thing work.
But why shouldn't it work? This is a good thing you're trying to stop here.
Who says that's what I'm doing?
Well, aren't you? If it's the bet that's worrying you...
Who said anything about a bet?
Nobody. But if it is the bet, Mr. Casey, I'm happy to pay that myself. It might take me a bit of time, but you wouldn't be out of pocket. I promise you that.
Why would you do that?
Like I said, it's...
I mean, why does it matter so much?
I have my reasons.
Which are?
Because Joy, she feels so bad about losing the Felpersham Panto. Linda's pop-up Cinderella was to be a sort of payback to make things right again. I want to help her bring that about.
So you're doing this for her?
And for the children.
Children? What children?
Did you not think of that yourself, Mr. Casey? Their little lives touched by a bit of magic? Why would you want to deprive them of that?
Yes, I know it's late, Jill, but I'm here for the duration, I'm afraid. I'm painting scenery as fast as I can go. No, I don't think it's possible, to be honest, but I'll have to call you back, Jill. I think Linda's just turned up.
Leonard?
Oh, Vince, it's you.
Yeah, I'm returning a pile of costumes that got inadvertently removed.
Inadvertently? How did that come about?
Well, I'm not quite sure. Some mix-up. All sorted now.
Where are they?
In the van, if you'd like to give us a hand with them.
I can give you 5 minutes, Vince, but I'm a bit under pressure here.
What are you doing?
Painting the kitchen walls.
Brown?
Brown's all I've got available. It's supposed to look like stone.
And that bit's the stove, is it?
You can tell.
Well, it was a guess. Oh, it looks like it's made of wood.
I know.
That'd be a fire hazard in a stove, that would.
Oh, you're right. This is useless.
Oh, I'm useless.
No, I wouldn't say that.
No.
Well, going by this, you probably are, yeah. You made a good job of the coach here.
Thank you.
You did this, did you?
I did, yes. Although, as things have turned out, I probably shouldn't have done.
It was very good. Very good indeed.
The wheels go round and everything.
Only one thing missing, seems to me.
Is there?
The final touch.
What?
Needs a number plate.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Nice little flourish.
Oh, it wouldn't work.
Something simple?
Because it was a pumpkin, wasn't it? And then it turned into a coach. It wouldn't come with a logboat, would it?
If you're thinking too logically. You think like that, none of it stands up.
Oh, I suppose so.
It'd take 5 minutes to add a number plate.
Saying what?
A K and a C and a 1. That'd do.
K, C, 1.
It works at a subliminal level, Leonard.
You might be right, but fact remains, I haven't got 5 minutes to give. I've got to get this kitchen finished tonight, and then
like to break it to you, friend, but that's not going to happen. Be honest with yourself, none of this is going to be ready by tomorrow, is it?
No. Made a real pig's ear of this, haven't I?
You need a plan B, I'd say.
Even a plan B's not going to help.
Oh, I don't know. I can think of one that might.
The trouble is, there's further complications.
Go on.
I've got this crew of scene shifters lined up, and one of them just pulled out, so even if I did get the set ready, I wouldn't have a team to move it.
Who's pulled out?
Molly Button.
On what grounds?
A previous engagement, so she said. I think the real reason is she doesn't want to be humiliated, stumbling about on stage and not knowing what she's doing.
Why would that be?
Because we haven't rehearsed. None of them knows what they're doing.
You haven't asked.
Asked what?
What my plan B would be. I said I could think of a plan B that might solve all your problems. Don't you want to know what it is?
You're serious, aren't you?
Why would I not be?
Well, I just assumed...
Oh, no, people do that. They jump to conclusions about me. But I'm here to help. And the missing Molly problem is easily dealt with.
Is it?
I'll do it.
You?
Well, within my scope, moving scenery, I'll rehearse the team too.
What?
Get them over to Brookfield Barn by 9 tomorrow morning and I'll put them through their paces. I know how to organise a workforce.
Yes, Andrew, what about the set?
Don't look so worried, Leonard. You can leave that one with me.
Really?
Everything will be fine. Believe me.
Yoga is more than just exercise. It's the spiritual practice that millions swear by. And in 2017, Miranda, a university tutor from London, joins a yoga school that promises profound transformation.
It felt a really safe and welcoming space. After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
But soon, that calm, welcoming atmosphere leads to something far darker, a journey that leads to allegations of grooming, trafficking and exploitation across international borders.
I don't have my passport, I don't have my phone, I don't have my bank cards, I have nothing.
The passport being taken, the being in a house and not feeling like they can leave.
World of Secrets is where untold stories are unveiled and hidden realities are exposed. In this new series, we're confronting the dark side of the wellness industry, where the hope of a spiritual breakthrough gives way to disturbing accusations.
You just get sucked in so gradually, and it's done so skillfully that you don't realise.
And it's like this secret that's there. I wanted to believe that, you know, that whatever they were doing, even if it seemed gross to me, was for some spiritual reason that I couldn't yet understand.
Revealing the hidden secrets of a global yoga network.
I feel that I have no other choice. The only thing I can do is to speak about this and to put my reputation and everything else on the line. I want truth and justice. And for other people to not be hurt, for things to be different in the future.
To bring it into the light and almost alchemise some of that evil stuff that went on and take back the power.
World of Secrets, Season 6, The Bad Guru. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.